and that is to sit and listen, play with one out of tune. So I guess everything's a trade-off. Guitarists can use excuses like, well, the weather's too muggy, or it's too hot, or it's too cold, you know. So pretty much any season lends itself to having excuses for not being able to tune these things. Well, I'm going to go with that, like that. This is there's a fellow from Minneapolis named Leo Kottke. I don't know if how many of you are familiar with him. He's been around for, well, I guess, nearly, let's see, about 15 years or so playing. Has gotten quite a name for himself commercially as a fingerstylist. And he arranged this next little thing on San Antonio Rose in America the Beautiful. Thank you. Appreciate it. Boy, it sure is hot today. Sure is hard to tune this guitar. This is a song I wrote. Thank you. Thank you. I brought a third guitar here that's in standard tuning, but... I think I'll just go ahead and retune this one. Last year when I did a workshop, I did this, and I kind of had a feeling I was going to break a string when I tuned up. Sure enough, I did, so... But now that I'm a sophomore, see, it's not happening. So. There we go. This is a little Tom Paxton tune here. It's one of my favorites. This song is a good example of more traditional type finger picking style. The things that people like Leo Kottke and Peter Lang have done with these traditional things that you associate with Travis picking and just your regular finger picking. Basically, the form is the same, they've just put a lot more embellishments on it. And it's all basically derived from your. Traditional finger picking like this song will demonstrate. This is called Can't Help But Wonder Where I'm Bound. It's a long and a dusty road. It's a hot and a heavy load. People I meet ain't always kind. Some are bad and some are good. Some have done the best they could. Some have tried to ease my trouble and mine. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Lips were sweet as sherry wine, and I loved her till my head went plumb insane. But I was too blind to see, she wasn't drifting away from me. A good gal left town on the morning train. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And wonder why. Wish that you were a rambler too. Nail your shoes to the kitchen floor, lace them up and bar the door. Thank the Lord for the roof that's over you. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. Got a buddy from back home, and he started out to roam. Here he's out by San Francisco Bay. Sometimes when I've had a few, his old voice comes ringing through. Going out to see him some old day. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Can't help but wonder where I'm bound. And I can't help but wonder where I'm bound, where I'm bound. Thank you. been hanging around some fiddle players the last, year and a half or so, I think. And I've been trying to adapt fiddle tunes to the guitar. And this is one of my favorites that I've been aware of for a number of years and only recently tried to work it up. This is called Morpeth Rant. Thank you. Let's see, looks like I have time for a couple more here. This is an old blues tune by the Delmore Brothers. It's called Deep River Blues. Thank you. Thank you very much. Wrap it up with a Leo Kottke rendition of an old tune by J.S. Bach. This is Jesu Joy of Man's Desiring, and it's not done in the traditional standard key of G in the standard tuning. This is done in open G tuning. Thank y'all very much for listening. I appreciate it. Y'all been very nice. I've got some handouts on this style. If any of you are interested, be glad to give you one. Oh, okay. All right. So now this is time to stretch, right? Okay. All right. How much time do I have to stretch here? Somebody gets here, okay. Oh, is that right? Well, he is an excellent finger stylist in his own right. He is one of the cleanest finger style pickers around. And he is a real treat to hear, I tell you. He's certainly been one of my influences. There you go. That's just some, what I've got here is some suggestions, some records. A little bit of information on some resources primarily and some tips on learning this style. Okay. Does this explain that beginning you? Thank you. No, sir, it doesn't, but some of these books on, there are some books on open tunings for guitar, chords and tunings that you can get in any music store. Thank you. Oh, yeah, sure. Let me, why not?
Let's have another round of applause, if you would, for Doug Goss from Doug Slade from Tallahassee. These are Doug Goss from Tallahassee. Fred Slade, I'm sorry. Fred will be on the main stage again tomorrow.
No, today at noon.
Today at noon, I'm sorry. Sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Gamble Rogers.
All right, well, this is... This is delightful because it is unscheduled. I always did enjoy unscheduled stops, and I hope you will too. How many of you were out for the programs yesterday afternoon? All right, good. Well, that means some of you might hear something you heard before, but I've got a couple of new things. it's fun to do them, and it's fun to get them. Worked up, and of course you do that by practicing. Let's see, let's get the guitar up. I always like to set the guitar just about the same height as the voice. Check, check, check. Check, check, check. Yeah, let's bring the guitar up more. I play light and sing loud. Let's drop the voice.
Cousin was named Shelby 3. Now,
Republican. There were two Shelbys ahead of him at all times. He was bound to be an overachiever. Christmas of his 10th year, Shelby 3 was presented with a Daisy Red Ryder lever action BB gun. Now what do you suppose a 10-year-old overachiever is going to do to prove himself with his first BB gun? He went on out Red Bug Road all the way to the ex-governor Arundale estate, where on the riverside of the property lies a cow pasture which contains, among other things, a latticed Victorian gazebo and a 3,400-pound Brahma bull. Shelby 3 took careful aim with his new BB gun and shot that bull in the very seat of his sovereignty, causing him straightway to levitate, to loom terrifically above the tree line, and then trumpeting like the avenging angel of doom, to clatter up along the fenceway to where the strands of barbed wire were clenched into the corner boards of the Bean Creek Baptist Church. Inside the sanctuary at this precise moment in time stood the Right Reverend Jeremiah Proudfoot delivering his garden variety prognostication about the awful reality of the beast of the apocalypse. By the time Arundale's bull had torn the fifth plank of clapboard out of the altar wall of the church, they had more pilgrims come to the rail in earnest solicitation of spiritual salvation than in the entire prior history of that fellowship. Hallelujah. From that time on, the philosophers down at the Purina store in town began to refer to my youngest cousin as the conversion factor. Fairly ponderous moniker, but a nickname much loved by my youngest cousin because it was earned and not handed down.
The wheels won't go. Lately, I have been given to savor the glorious honor of having been proclaimed the Troubadour Emeritus of Ocklawaha County, Florida. All this by virtue of having performed for 20 consecutive years as the house entertainer at the Terminal Tavern in Snipes Ford. Because of my position there of centrality, I am able to see the Terminal Tavern in its true light as a temple of culture, as a taproot to certain precious wellsprings of unstifled human behavior, wellsprings otherwise tragically silted over with the benign compost of gentility and decorum. The Terminal Tavern lies on Red Bug Road between Snipes Ford and Bean Creek, Snipes Ford being our county seat and center of literacy, which is to say that everybody in town knows what everybody else is doing, but we still read the newspaper to find out who got caught at it. Beyond that, Ocklawaha County is principally celebrated for its outsized number of rural alchemists. That's not what you're thinking. I mean, we have an inordinate number of folks who spend the bulk of their waking hours puzzling out novel ways to bleach their used coffee grounds so they can sell them to the tourists on the interstate for grit. Which goes a long way toward explaining why so many Northerners don't care a hoot for Southern cooking. This is called the Diesel Ride. If you want to get to heaven, I'll tell you what to do. You got to grease your feet in some mutton stew and slide out of the devil.